This week, we begin to realize just what Jesus did for us when he left his Father and the Holy Spirit and was born of a woman. Yet how many really reflect on just what he truly went through? We all hear the words of passion, but have any of us sat, read slowly, and contemplated just what he endured? We get a glimpse of it when we participate in the Stations of the Cross, praying the words in the booklet and soaking in the true meaning deep in our hearts. It is wonderful and awful, truly wretched to think of what he endured. Now think back on what kind of Lent we just endured. What was it like? Was it painful? Did it hurt? Did you learn anything more than, well, I'm over 65, so I don't have to endure Lent anymore? But is that the point? Lent has been all about sharing the sufferings that Christ endured, no matter what age we are. Lent is all about shedding our old self, as St. Paul would tell us. Another way of putting it, Lent helps us to purify ourselves of the sins that hold us back from truly sharing the life Jesus wants all of us to have. When we reflect upon the Gospels of this past Lent, what do we hear? We hear of getting ways of getting close to our Lord and Savior, fasting, abstaining, giving alms to the poor, but not like the hypocrites do. They do everything for show, making sure that everyone knows just how pious they are. Lent is about letting go of the material things that bind us up. Not unlike poor Lazarus, who was bound and tied after Jesus raised him from the dead. Lent is about developing a relationship with Jesus, just like the woman at the well. Lent is about developing an intimate and personal relationship with Jesus, just like the man born blind, who wanted to know who Jesus was, so he can fall down and worship Jesus. Today we hear the great crowd rejoicing as the Messiah triumphantly enters Jerusalem. They are crying and carrying on like they really know who Jesus is. Yet what happens shortly after? They all turn away from him, denying that he is the Messiah, selling him for 30 pieces of silver, wanting him dead. And for one last time, Satan is tempting him. In the garden, Satan is showing Jesus that all that had transpired up to this point, the slaughter of innocents, the rejection of the elders and the people, and even how his church will suffer in the future from attacks outside its walls and attacks from within. Satan shows how he will suffer in the Eucharist when people no longer believe he is truly there, that people will come and receive him who are in the state of mortal sin, how they will ignore him when he is present on the altar for adoration. Yet, Jesus endured all of this for you, me, for all humanity. Today is the beginning of the holiest of weeks. Jesus loves us so much. He loves us so much that he was willing to die in our place, taking not just our sins, but the sins of the world from the beginning of time, right now, and in the future, upon his shoulders, and offer his body to the Father for